Oh, look, we're recording that. Awesome.
I gave you this.
We weren't looking at you.
It's not like you can't cut it.
Bill,
we
can't. Yeah, right? So,
you stay down there.
Yeah, as we mentioned in the last episode, we have just a special guest here who's going to be here real quick. We're not going to disclose his name. He can disclose it himself if he feels like it. But he's going to tell us a fantastic little story about how his life goal is to eat a chair.
And begin.
And I'm going to wheeze a lot.
Should we say, like,
do it.
Who we are?
Yeah. You probably know by now you're listening to the Girls on Girls podcast. You downvoted this.
You should know who we are. Pay attention.
Don't you guys, don't do intros?
I could probably do.
Sometimes
look,
we
this
do.
This is a very loose
it's next to
podcast,
you.
Right? We don't
do
have
some
any
wine?
Kind of.
We're some very loose women.
We're a very loose women here.
Do you want some wine? We don't have a clean wine glass. We can have it in this plastic.
You can have it in a solo cup.
Yeah, you can have a blue solo cup.
No, nah, I'm good, left. Thank you. I'm going to start this just saying I am 9 days in, not smoking. 9 days at the end of an awful chest cold. Mm-hmm. And so the voice, and also 10 hours of podcasting over the last 3 days have made my voice.
And yesterday you got fucking loud.
I did get loud. And now I'm
anxious to hear that.
Yeah, so now I'm suffering from it. But eating a chair.
Yeah.
I read something online years and years ago about this guy who would, he would take all kinds of things, like furniture, or I think he had a goal of eating a whole car at one point. But essentially, I wanted to take a chair, like just a nice wooden chair, or build a wooden chair, take that said chair, and just every day take like a file and just shave some wood files off it and sprinkle it in my food. And then over years, I would eventually eat a whole chair. Just to say I ate a fucking chair.
How would you eat the nails or the hardware?
You know.
You have to glue the chair together.
Yeah. Use some, like, non-toxic Elmer's wood glue. It's fine.
Yeah. Or you can, like...
Don't finish it.
I mean, like, a lot of chairs, like, wooden chairs, like, they're just made with dowels and glue. Yeah. I mean, you don't actually need nails or...
Okay.
Know. And I have some experience with carpentry, like, not LOL name-wise, but just saying, like, I have woodworking experience. But.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That's
funny. Yeah, but someday I'll eat a chair. It's gonna happen.
I'm looking forward to it. I want some play by plays.
Yeah, it'd be a thing. I feel like I'm already ruining this episode.
Okay, whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's not episode? Possible.
Dude, you listen to the shit we say. We ruin our own podcast.
Yeah, I love your show.
We should have heard the last episode. That was fun.
Man,
we talked about heating. That was fun.
But what?
Yeah, heating and cooling
heating.
Our homes.
A little bit of that.
That was...
what are you guys, fucking home improvement?
We were talking... Our episode was about fun.
Yeah, then we got sidetracked.
Naturally,
on
we were talking about heating
and
our
septic
homes.
Tanks.
Septic tanks.
Yeah.
Oh.
It got deep, man.
Yeah.
Shit got real.
Yeah, we don't get that deep on my podcast. We just talk about awful human experience.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get that deep at all. We fucking talked about movies for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You fucking stumped me and put me on the spot.
I did. You
like,
didn't
made me have a fucking panic attack.
Yeah, you didn't like 20 questions lying
around.
I was
very upset that she did a movie episode with you because I've been trying to get these fuckers to do a movie episode for the last 10 episodes.
Oh, right.
Episodes.
Whatever. We have to prepare for movie episodes.
Yeah, I had no preparation going into this, and I'd like to think I did fairly well for most
I like
of it.
To know what I'm talking about before I get
I
into
need
that.
No preparation for movie speak.
Yeah.
Oh my
life
God.
Is preparation. I watch like 10 movies a week.
Yeah, I don't.
We actually have a movie date scheduled for tomorrow that I'm pretty excited for.
What
Bill and I
see?
Do. What are we going to see?
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Ah, what's that?
Saw it.
I want to see it.
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an exorcism movie. Really? Haunting,
did you see Insidious?
Creepy business.
All right, then.
I have that.
It's also good. Same director.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. I was going to bring the Avengers with me.
Insidious?
It's on Netflix
I loved
so I don't
it.
Need
I don't
to
think
hang
I liked
on to
it.
It.
I think I bought it and I was like, ugh.
Wow, your pug is somewhere very strange.
He's under the couch. I told you he's weird.
That's the fattest pug I've ever seen,
no
by the way.
Way.
It's what? Not that. He just has, like, super neck skin.
Feel his bones here. Like, this is actually his rib cage.
I won't do it.
He's wide.
I won't do it and you can't make me.
He's weirdly wide.
Yeah. Pet the dog, Mike.
Pet the adorable dog. He's our special guest.
Yeah. Odie's been on guest hosting the last three episodes.
He's a permanent guest.
Yeah, he will be now. He will be our permanent silent guest host.
Can say he doesn't
My
snort in the microphone?
Mr. lives in the house.
No. Okay, you might hear him in the background of a couple because he fell asleep and it was just out of nowhere, just like...
He does snort and snore and his tags jiggle. And
I remember our ex-roommate's pug. That thing was loud.
Jeffrey.
And, yeah, I forgot his name.
Named Jeffrey?
Yeah.
G-E-O.
Yeah, Geoffrey.
Geoffrey.
Oh my gosh.
Ew, don't Why say do Geoffrey? And, those just reminds things. Me of Game of
and,
Thrones.
And the cat, Bato.
Oh, yeah, Bato.
Spanish for gay.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a gay roommate.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So gay. There are bugs everywhere.
He was... Fabulous, though.
He fucking was, man.
For the
that
record.
Sounds like fun, though.
It was.
Yeah.
I almost...
When he wasn't being a colossal bitch.
Yeah, but he loved me, and he was nice to me. He was never mean to me, or, like, Queenie. Like, we always got along real well.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I'm drama-free, relatively.
Yeah, relatively. You are. You got lucky
That's
on
good.
That.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Well, he once had a lot of friends over, and there was this really cute girl there, and I was like, dude, who's your lady friend? And he's like, she's actually not a lady friend. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
oh! The one he did the backup dancing for the show at CC's?
Probably.
Alex?
Oh, I don't know. Alexis. Well, no, like she was pre-op transgendered.
I believe so.
She was fucking gorgeous. So I go up to her. I'm like, girl, you are fucking
if
good looking.
If we were thinking the same person, she was fucking beautiful.
Yep. Like Spanish-y or some kind of Latina, Latino.
I
want
to go to drag shows.
I don't
she
give a
has
fuck.
Blondish hair, shoulders.
No. No, yeah. She was like really brown and delicious looking. And wow. I don't know.
I want to go to drag.
Whatever.
He had a lot of beautiful fucking friends, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like...
He ran with a pretty crowd.
CC's is only like a couple minutes from my house. You guys, seriously, we should go to drag show sometime.
I went there for my 21st birthday.
I went a couple times.
I think we took Jeff there too for his 21st.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I didn't pay for a goddamn thing. I got fucking tanked.
Nah.
It was a good time.
China buffet. Cool.
Do I sound awful?
No.
Oh, really?
No. I was going to say the benefits of being a bear.
Yeah, right? Oh,
fancy
man.
Bear.
Oh, God.
I love that. I love
hate
it.
That. My coworkers are stupid.
It's hilarious. I like it.
You're hilarious.
You're not intentionally.
Just look at you.
No.
Don't worry, my voice cracked when I said that. It didn't have the full effect.
Yeah.
So what are you ladies doing? How's
it
going?
We're doing this.
What's
I
new?
I got nothing
Eating
going
snacks,
on.
Eating snacks, drinking wine, we were thinking about talking about relationships because we had that relationships episode.
I wanted to hit all of you listening to that. Just like, God, you guys are dumb.
What?
You guys,
hey. Talking about?
You guys put up with the dumbest assholes.
Well,
you have had some interesting
anymore.
Relationships.
I'm
too,
not.
But I don't put
dude,
up with shit
I'm an
anymore.
Open fucking book. I don't think I'll talk about anything, but I don't think any of mine were even close to that.
Oh,
crazy.
Probably not.
Oh yeah, well,
I can think of the craziest one.
And I'm still friends with all of my exes.
Yeah,
I'm friends with a lot of mine, but.
I'm not really.
I like your current.
Most of
I'm a big fan. His episodes were my favorite. AJ is the bestest.
Yeah.
He is.
He's a fun time.
He is a fun time.
It was so cute when I was leaving today. He was doing that whole thing where he's acting like a little kid. He was like talking to me and he was like, I want you to stay here with me and have fun, not go hang out with the girls and have fun. I'm like,
aww.
Shut up.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
Fuck you! At least he doesn't have his own podcast where he gushes to the entire world.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I seriously think Jeff should rename that fucking show like the Aislinn.
Oh,
I love Aislinn show.
I love it. It's sweet, but
I gave him so much shit yesterday for
god,
it.
I know.
I'm like, dude, you already got a ring on her. You can fucking give up already, dude. Like, you fucking
don't have to try to get in her pants.
I was
gonna
say, dude, you fucking won. You won the game. Calm your shit.
You're still trying.
Jesus.
I think it's adorable.
I haven't listened to any of his episodes, though.
Really? Oh. Hey.
I love his show. I love
going
it.
Going back and listening to all the episodes of that podcast has, like, seriously opened up our relationship, and it's been, like, really good the last couple weeks. We're talking a lot more. Because I was like, you need to tell me shit. You need to talk to me when shit bothers you. He's like, but I think it's stupid. You know, I don't want to bother you with stupid shit. I'm like, you're making a list of this stuff to talk about on your podcast. Yeah. It is not stupid shit. It's shit you need to talk about. And he's like, okay, you're right. Yeah, like, you're goddamn right I'm right.
I'm always right.
Seriously.
Just learn that lesson.
But like,
drilled in your head.
I don't think he knows how to be dishonest, though, either.
Oh,
like,
God, no.
See, that has to be a good thing, though.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I have no worries about, like...
any kind of infidelity. No.
Oh, God,
nothing even close.
No.
He doesn't know how to...
No worries.
...cheat or lie.
God, no.
I think that's one thing that's always been good about me. Like, I don't think I've ever dated a guy that has I ever suspected of cheating on me.
Yeah, I never
have. Like, I've never, for some reason, which is really fucking weird because because I, early on in my dating years, like, I cheated on, like, every guy that I dated, which was, like, the horrible, like, really horrible. And I know I was like a dirty whore and shit, but I mean, call me whatever you want, but
hey,
I mean,
you're not dirty.
I was fucking young, man. You know, dude, I never got any diseases. I'm not dirty. But
I have lost count of how many guys I have slept with and or messed around with. Like,
really?
I've,
you lost count?
Yeah.
I actually had a list. I had a list of every
I know
guy
how many
that
guys
I've
slept with. Other than that, like, ones I've just messed around with.
Oh, yeah, no, I would. Yeah, there's
can we
no
play
way.
A numbers game? Have you guys played the numbers game on your show?
No. mostly because I haven't played.
I don't
played,
know if I'm willing to actually admit my number.
I haven't played the numbers game with my own husband.
Me either.
Well, yeah, but that's not exactly hard to figure out on his end.
No, I know.
No offense, Jeff.
He,
I'm just
he
saying.
He really talks about exactly. how many people he slept with.
I know. Isn't it two?
Two.
Yeah, and I'm number two. He had sex once before we met with one person.
But that's sweet.
Jeff made me feel experienced when I learned that.
Yeah.
Because I'm
but
like,
I mean, it's,
maybe 10.
That says nothing about, like, his abilities. Because,
well,
like,
no.
Guys absolutely I've dated not. In the past, like, self-proclaimed, like, oral experts, like, Jeff was better the first time he ever did it than some of the guys I've dated. They're like, I'm so good at...
the stories of Jeff going down and the things that he says about, like, Jeff talking about going down on you is the greatest in the world. It's like him talking about, like, winning at a video game. It's so great.
That was one of the first things he said. He was hanging out with Tony and Sarah. He was lying on his bed. I was not there. I heard this secondhand later. He's like, just kind of out of nowhere, he's just like, I love eating pussy. Because it's like a game. And he put his hand on his hips for a second. And I win.
Oh, my God. Sounds like AJ.
That's awesome.
Good for him. Good for them. Champions.
He's a good kid. I like
I think it's great. I like his podcast.
I'd let him eat my pussy. Just saying.
He told me about the dream you had.
Oh, did he? Oh, shit. Yeah, after he had that polygamy episode about, like, talking about polygamy, and I, myself, like, I don't...
Polygamy or...
Polyamory.
Oh, polyamory. Yeah. Sorry, not polygamy. Well, whatever. Wow. Oh, the whole thing. Non-monogamy episode. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the whole monogamy theory. Like, I've not been in a relationship for 7 years because I don't want a monogamous relationship. Anyway, so after listening to this episode, yeah, for some reason I went to bed that night, and I never have dreams. I it's pretty rare. Like, when I quit smoking the first time, I had, like, the lozenges, and I would fall asleep with them in my mouth. Like, I'd have one in each side of my cheek, and I'd have the fucking craziest dreams. But that's all. Anyway... So after that night, I totally had a fucking sex dream about both of you. I was like, yeah. Like,
yeah. I don't know how much detail you got into with him, but he was like,
minor.
And he's like, and Mike said he fucking railed both of us good.
Yep.
I was like, yep. All right.
We were all satisfied in my dream.
You know, I might have had a sex dream after that episode. Yeah. Where it was like me and AJ and Aislinn and Jeff.
Nice.
Swingers.
I don't know.
Orgy. Nice.
That kind of just popped into my head.
Yeah, but
now Ashley and I will be having a sex dream tonight.
Right, about all of us. But if you haven't listened to that episode, my husband and I currently do not practice polyamory, polygamy, any of that. But we're not ruling it out as an option in the future. Like, we're open to the idea, but we're not actively seeking it currently.
Yeah, and also, like, people starting a relationship in a monogamous, yes. starting a monogamous relationship, yes. transferring into a polyamorous relationship, that's A, it's rough. B, it generally doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I could ever do that. Like, I could think in my head, yeah, that would be kind of cool, you know? Like, I wouldn't mind if I watched my husband rail another chick, but I think I would. I think that would bother me. Even knowing.
I know it would bother me.
I think even knowing, I'd be like, even if I was, like, sleeping with another guy, I'd still be like, whoa.
Yeah, it's something that, like, you have to actively work towards if you didn't start out that way.
And, like, definitely, again, if you start monogamous, like, you have, like, almost an ownership thing. Like, you have, like this person belongs to me, and I belong to them.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone else is having what I have and what is mine. Like, it usually doesn't work out if it starts with monogamous intentions, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, if you start as a polygamous thing, like, oh, I meet this person,
it's a lot easier to switch vice versa, like, if you're polygamous and then want to go down a monogamous road.
You start with the rules. Like, oh, that's all relationships are rules. Yeah. Like, that's the whole point of relationship. It is, you know, you have guidelines and you have a defined system the way it works, you mm-hmm. know. So changing the system halfway through, it usually doesn't work that well. But when you start in with that system, you know, it's just easier to work with. But this is all, whatever.
If you ever actually actively wanted to get into it, you could always go down to TJ's.
Yeah, fuck God. No. Come on. I have been on that website. I don't want to sleep with any of those
they
people.
They do have a nice looking dance floor.
Like, I think you can just go in there and watch for a while, you
it's
know?
So expensive
what
to go in there.
It is not.
It's a swingers club.
Yeah, swinger club.
It's like between, is it between Port Trevorton and Liverpool?
I was going to say, it's in Port Trevorton, I think.
That's all
TJ's a private club.
Yeah.
They have I worked with a woman who actually went there a
None
lot.
Of that.
And she said, like, New Year's and shit, they would have, like, you'd pay like $60 or something. You'd have, like, oh, you can eat steak and lobster. Like,
yeah,
they have, like,
they definitely do some cool things. Like, I've been on the website. They have, like, the Pennsylvania or some location's largest hot tub. And it is fucking big.
It's a big complex. I mean, the place is big.
Yeah, it doesn't look it from the outside, but I saw, like, a bunch of inside shots. I'm like, damn. And they have, like, a whole, like, there's a whole, shit, I just hit the mic with my fork.
You're getting all excited.
Sex.
Woo!
No, there's, like, you can rent rooms there, and then they have, like an adult store there where you can buy, like, lingerie and vibrators and dildos and all kinds of shit to, like, take up to your fucking room with you, or just to take home.
Yeah.
You have to explain what they're for. In case the listeners aren't sure what vibrators and dildos are used for.
Hey.
So I'm going to have a might not
know.
To
use here or to take home.
Oh my God, that'd be fun.
You know, I actually am so inexperienced with sex toys. It's
really?
Ridiculous. Yeah. I've never had a reason to buy a fucking vibrator. I never used one.
I bought my first one. Actually, I acquired my first one from Spencer's when I was 16. Oh,
Jesus. The vibrating pickle?
It was like baby pink, and it ran on like D-cell batteries, and it was loud as shit. It
had a cord to start up.
I have branched out since
it
then.
Ran on diesel.
We have a Hitachi magic wand now, which is... we typically don't use for sex. We actually do use it for, like, massage purposes, because it's, like, a real deep, strong vibration.
Is that the
feels...
big one?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a white microphone.
Yeah.
I've seen that so many times. It looks interesting.
Yeah. It's aside from genital stimulation, it makes, like, an awesome fucking massage. Like, if your back hurts, it turns you to, like, fucking jelly, man. It's great.
I kind of want to get one now.
They're only
just
like,
for back massage.
They're only, like, $40, too. They're not real expensive.
That's not expensive.
They plug into the wall, though. They don't run on batteries. And
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. They can get kind of fucking loud.
I don't know if I like the idea of it plugging into
batteries.
A wall.
That's crazy.
What if there's, like, a power surge and you're in the wrong spot?
You have been
time?
In my no! house. Like, our shitty wiring. Oh, my God. I have honestly been afraid to have been, like, shocked by that. Like, plugging it in.
Oh, God.
I have outlets, like, going out all the time at our house. Like, oh, God, that one doesn't work anymore. Just so you know.
But, God, where the...
We don't have that issue.
Where the fuck were we, man?
We that were got, talking like, about relationships, so it's kind of done right off.
Yeah,
on.
That's a sex story.
I just...
Sex. Relationships.
Now,
I just,
I love adamandeve.com for, like, the sex
toys
and everything
seriously.
Like that, but would you please stop sending me stuff that's obviously I'm buying stuff off of, like, a sex toy website. Like, my mail lady knows everything now.
Just don't.
Like, come on.
Don't get the mail when it's first delivered.
That was the first thing I ever jerked
well,
off to.
Well, I don't care if, like...
like an Adam and Eve catalog?
My parents used to get Adam and Eve catalogs sent to the house, and I'd always snatch them up
the
first.
Great,
like, it's obvious what those pamphlets
thanks,
and,
Mom
like,
and Dad.
All of their flyers are.
The great thing
what?
About, Adam and
mic
Eve...
Stand.
I need to start getting these
my
catalogs.
My boobs are a mic stand, Bill. Quit looking at me like that.
It's very hard to hear you.
Shh.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
I don't hate it.
There's a bunch of podcasts like on the Nerdist Network that have like co-sponsorships with Adam and Eve, and you put in like the coupon code, mm-hmm. and you get so much free shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you get like like up to 50% off of like I think any one item in your order or mm-hmm. off your entire order. I forget what it is. You get 3 free DVDs, which I've gotten free Adam and Eve DVDs, and they're shit.
Oh my god, they were terrible.
That's why they're free.
Oh yeah. my god,
you get
they
a
were
free
so
toy surprise, which is usually just like a fucking pocket rocket.
Mm. Ours was a magic
and then like
bullet.
Free shipping.
Yeah, we got a magic bullet, and we got a DVD that was what like all it was supposed to be towards couples. But, like, geared towards, like, feminine, like, towards, like, women. It was all missionary style. And, like, it's every single one started out with the girl going down on the guy, and then missionary style, and that's it. Yeah. That's all that lame. Happened.
It's Amish porn.
That's it. And we kept fast forward, and we're like, all right, well, okay,
no,
what's this next
you.
Title?
50 Shades
okay.
of Grey is the most uninteresting pornography.
They're making that
probably,
movie.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
They're making
it
the
was
movie.
So
no, I, the 50 Shades of Grey porno.
Oh, really?
Oh.
It was horrible.
I imagine.
Boring as
what?
Fuck.
I never, isn't it just like S&M stuff?
It was boring.
Like the
no,
book, I mean?
It wasn't. I don't know. I never read the book.
I didn't either.
So I don't know.
My mom read
allegedly,
the book.
Because I see like a lot of like sites like
yeah,
Adam and Eve
yeah.
adult bookstores sell like 50 Shades kits with
yeah,
like, shit they talk about.
I thought
in
it was
the
just
books.
Like light S&M.
I think it was
like kind of like. Like, what, like dominant, submissive, like, relationship
yeah,
more than,
yeah.
like, actual sex acts.
I didn't really, we were kind of, I think we put the porno on, like, it, you could make it so it would just go from, like, sex scene to sex scene instead of, like, all the shit in between, and it was all just boring as fuck.
I hate
wow,
American porn.
Fucking stupid.
I like
DVD.
The shitty, like, 6-hour DVDs that cost
yeah,
$5.
Yeah, we talked about this,
that's
like,
yeah.
you question the legality of your porn.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I want my porn to be, what, mine? Mine in particular? Or yeah.
just we've had that conversation
you
before. You're like, I want to watch just the grittiest shit. Like, is this even legal?
That was the D&D conversation.
Yeah,
we talked
about
okay.
that.
Yeah.
The last one I bought is it was something called like Weird Oddities in the Porno World, and it was like this 10-hour DVD, and everything from like people pissing on each other to like clown porn, and like there was a Frankenstein cool. porn in it, which
what?
Was really weird. It was like it was the recreation of the scene where like Frankenstein and the little girl with the flower in the mm-hmm. lake, but then he fucks her.
Oh, P.S. There is Did you listen to the clown sex episode of Sex Nurse Sandra?
Oh yeah.
How the clown couple talked about how they had I think it was a clowns and littles party.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, littles, oh, like midget clowns.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, it's age play. Like, people
little
dressed
kids.
Up as clowns or, like,
children. Yeah. I don't know. I'm on FetLife too much, so, like, that shit to me is just kind of normal.
Like, I'd like to think I'm into... You know, I can be down with pretty much whatever, but age play still kind of...
And there's a whole, like, the baby play thing where, like, you know, grown men in cribs wearing diapers and shit. Like,
that shit creeps me out.
I don't know. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not my thing. I'm not going to look down on other people if, you want to wear
like,
a diaper.
Like I say, I've gone on stage before telling stories about me waterboarding myself when I'm 12 and jerking off. Like, I've done some weird shit in my own day, so I don't can't really judge other people, I suppose.
No. Like I said, no judgment.
Well, no,
like,
I know.
No,
yeah. It's just
not for me.
Not for me.
Not my thing.
Have you ever watched the show? It was the HBO show for years and years, Real Sex.
Oh, I used to love that show.
They're on, like, God, Real Sex 30 now, but, dude, that show's fucking awesome.
Seriously.
Yep.
Everything on that
I remember
show.
Watching one, like... I think it was like somebody was having the sex ed party or something. There were just like fucking dildos everywhere. And then I remember like some lady putting like all the dildos in a fucking dishwasher to clean them after the party.
I remember the most was like, I was probably a kid. I think we were on a band trip actually watching in the hotel room. And there was some woman who made dildos out of, she made an ice mold, like a mold, and like would put water and put it in her freezer and make these ice dildos and shit. Oh, and then, like, I remember as a kid thinking that would fucking hurt or be cold. I don't know. I would assume that would hurt. Would that hurt? I always wanted to ask. I never asked a single woman.
It'd be interesting sensation to play.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be.
It would be cold, but I don't know if it would hurt.
I don't know.
Like, as long as you're not, like, using it to the point of, like you're numbing yourself, like, possibly getting, like,
I'm just thinking, like,
something.
If I had, like, a...
Yeah, I know. You couldn't use like it, like, the
entire up
time.
My ass. I just imagine, like...
It would just melt.
Well, an ass and a vagina are two totally different things.
Well, no, I'm aware, but, like, I would think there's a lot of nerve endings in, like, in your vag and shit. Like, I would think that, like... A block of ice up there wouldn't feel too great.
I'd try it.
I would be down to try that sometime.
Ice cubes.
I had a friend in college, the guy she was dating, I can't remember if they ever did it, but they were going to get plaster to do a plaster cast his erect penis and then do like ice sculptures of it because they thought it would be cool.
I just want to do that too and make a cast of it. It'd just be neat. Something to do.
The guy at the art store where they were buying the plaster asked them what it was for, and they're like, oh, well, we've got this really cool, like, swan knick-knack, and we want to make some ice swans for a party later.
I think a latex mold would be easier to make.
They sell those at porn shops. You can get, like, these kits to make your own, like,
make your own
dildo for whatever purposes.
Because then you
don't
have to just paint latex on the dick instead of, like, plaster and shit would be a lot cleaner, I would think.
Well, you can make rubberized ones.
Yeah.
They have ones for girls too that you can make a whole like mold. I don't know why. I don't know how these work, but like you can make like a whole like internal mold of yourself. I would imagine you'd have to inject. Yeah, these whole things you can make like a pocket pussy from your girlfriend's vag, and I'm not sure how that works out. But
I'm gonna look into that.
There you go, man. Get into that shit.
Maybe it's just the outside. Like,
well, see, that's what I was thinking, but I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be like the internal thing too. Like, it's supposed to be like I'm assuming you don't like inject an entire thing up into your whole fucking goods, but.
That would be really weird. Yeah. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm definitely going to like start Googling shit when I get home.
I tell AJ all the time.
Like, what are you doing?
I need to make a freaking dildo out of
out how to make you a mold.
I would totally buy that shit.
We need to have one of these.
Who's in the kitchen with like a bowl and a whisk whipping something up?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Stirring
what are you doing?
Oh, man. Batter, I will say, like, we talked about it a little bit before we actually started recording the last episode we did, but, going back to, like, Jeff and I have better communication and whatnot, we are fucking all the time now, and it is awesome! Like, the communication just, like, yeah!
Yeah. Communication is, like, the absolute number one thing in a relationship. It really is. It really is.
I mean, unless you want, like, anonymous sex, whatever, but...
Yeah.
Not that anonymous sex isn't fun.
In
I've had my share of one-night stands, whatever.
In a relationship. Communication's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trust.
You can't even do it.
I was going,
Oh, man.
All the time, like, every day. Like, that's a lot.
Just about. I think we took a couple days off, like...
To heal, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, we...
To rub lotion on the wounds.
Because, you know, there was a long time where we weren't really doing it because we both are stressed and, you know, whatnot, whatever. So I'm just like, you know, after, like, 3 or 4 days in a row, I'm just like, you know what? Break, please.
I haven't gotten laid in so long.
Did you get laid from, like, podcast or something?
Yeah, that's a story. I don't even care. I'll fucking tell it. I kind of met this girl, like...
But you put it out. You were
passively.
On like someone's podcast, though. Well, yeah, and you were like, "Hey, if you want to hook up."
Yeah. Well, so yeah, I was on the Popularcast podcast, and it was the first episode that I was on with them. And at the end of it, like, "Oh, you have anything to plug?" I'm like, "Yeah, me. Fucking, I need to get
you were
laid.
Looking for strange,
but yeah, I was looking for some strange." But so anyway, I met this girl when I moved up north, and I met a girl there. And I'm like, hey, blah, blah, blah. We started hanging out, and then she was in, like, weird shit and podcasty stuff. I'm like, oh, you should listen to this. I'm on it. And then she listened to it. And then because of that, that was, like, the final... the push into, oh, so what are you doing tonight? I'm like, you? Yep.
Was that the girl that was all like, this is the 1 year anniversary? Like,
yeah. Yep. Okay. That was one.
I'm not going into like details or anything.
Yeah.
But.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, that ended fun. Well, you guys have a shit ton of listeners, so I'm fine plugging me again to get laid again. So.
Yeah, so...
Hey, assholes, it's been a year. It's been like,
anybody want to lay Carpenter?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Lay Carpenter? Is that the thing? Is that like a verb?
Lay Carpenter.
To lay someone?
Yeah.
That works that way?
I don't know.
Maybe that's just my generation. I am younger than you guys.
You are younger. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, yeah.
You youngin'.
I mean, like, Aeson's age. I think I'm your age. 28?
Yeah,
I'm older than you, am I?
I'm like 6 months older than you.
No, okay. Or are you a little older than me? I'll be 36.
I'll be 37 next
week. Okay. I'll be 36 this month.
Old
people.
The more you know.
I like being an old people.
Growing moss.
I like hanging out with older people. I don't hang out with people my own age. I never really... Well, that's not true. I just recently started hanging out with older people. I like it. People my age, I don't know.
I just don't even know why.
I never really thought about why. I don't know.
It's like, can we go to the bar together? Cool. We're going to be friends. Can't go to the bar? Call me in a couple years.
Yeah, that's my kind of thing. I'm like, wait, how old are you? We shouldn't be talking about this.
Yeah. Like, I met some really nice kids at the last open mic. They were really into the Pokemon stuff I did, but I'm like, yeah. I'm not gonna fucking add you on Facebook because I know you're still in high school, and that's fucking creepy of me.
That is weird, yeah.
Well, Matthew Fry is 18 and out of school. He has graduated. It is perfectly okay. And he's gay, so it's not creepy for me to want to be his friend.
And legal.
And legal.
For Jeff.
Oh my gosh. He introduced Jeff to his boyfriend as his future husband.
Yep.
And Jeff's like, that's why your boyfriends hate me. Yeah. Stop it.
Dude, Jeff has the biggest heart on for him, too.
Oh, God, seriously.
I get it. He's a
We had, like,
guy.
A big, long talk about how he's, like, into, the femi side of androgyny.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, he's very into androgynous dudes.
I was like, is that why you like me with short hair? He's like, maybe.
Oh.
Ooh. You look like a man, Aislinn.
Oh.
No, I just think I would say that.
I think
like
Aislinn gets more beautiful the older she gets.
AJ actually told me that. You told him once that I look better with age, like Miss Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Ruth would be fun to have on here. She's so cute. I love her.
She'd probably do it, too.
Yeah.
I would love to
meet
her.
Maybe we can use Bill's studio to record.
No, maybe.
Iron Street recordings.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Then we'd have to go to Bloomsburg.
Yeah.
Take this on the road.
Yeah.
You gotta pack all this shit
up. Girls on Girls Roadshow.
I want the three of you in a car.
That's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. Girls on Girls Roadshow.
Bill just rolls his eyes.
If I'm driving, it's cool.
Put your headphones on.
Yeah.
Who says Bill's even gonna be there?
You're not invited. Just kidding.
No men.
Zero dudes. Negative one dudes.
But then we have to like rock, paper, scissors for who gets the single bed. Like if we take it on the road, staying in the
hotel. Gotcha.
Oh,
I'm
like, what?
Oh,
sorry, I got a little ahead,
mean.
Like road trip.
Girls on
what?
Girls.
Yeah. We can all sleep in the same bed. It's cool.
Yeah, we'll get like a king suite, rock, paper, scissors for who sleeps in the middle.
Right.
Oh, you get the
I'm just going to put it out there. The I'm a giant bed hog, so you probably don't want to sleep with me. Yeah. You can ask Bill.
I'll sleep on the floor.
I will cuddle with you.
We'll get a cot. They're like cheap as free.
Fair warning, I'm a cuddler.
We're planning this. We should just go to Atlantic City for a weekend and record like...
just cuz.
We were just out for... And we're going
to
record
We just decided
hour.
To go to Atlantic City. Why? Because we can.
Fuck you, that's why.
Don't care.
Shut up.
Shut up, Bill.
You don't get a say.
But, yeah.
Love you, sweetie.
If anybody's into larger, heteroflexible men, get in contact with the podcast. We'll hook you up with a large man.
How tall are you?
6'4"-ish.
Yeah. He walked in the door, and, like, I keep hearing these these podcasts like, I'm a huge man, I'm extremely large, and you really aren't that big.
I don't feel that big, but I think I am.
You look
I've
that
heard
big.
I am.
You are larger than me, so I mean.
I'm larger than most, like I'm 320 some pounds.
Yeah, but
like
you
I'm
don't,
6'4".
I don't know.
You're a lot of man.
There's a lot of me.
But not, I don't know.
I fill guess, up this
I'm,
chair.
I mean, AJ's 6'3", so I'm used to seeing like tall
really?
People.
I thought he was shorter for some
no,
reason.
He's 6'3", he's tall.
He's just so skinny.
It's, yeah, it's the thin.
Yeah, he is thin. Good looking man now. Good looking man. Saying it, putting it out there.
It's my sex of man's. I like him skinner.
I like him thick.
I like him thick.
Oh, I like him anyway. I don't really have a preference. I like him skinny because AJ's skinny.
I like bigger guys.
He's always
with beards.
Like, you like? Yeah. Would you like guys with like big muscles? Do you think I should get big muscles? I'm like, no.
We had this discussion last time he was tattooing me. He's like, I will never have mass like Greg. He's like, I can't do it.
Oh,
I do not
dude,
have the metabolism
a brick,
or the
he's
frame.
A fucking
shit.
Solid dude.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And I would not ever fuck with him.
No, me neither. I'm glad he likes me. Like, I'm glad we're friends.
He's like half your height, but dude.
Yeah, no, he'd tear my asshole too.
He will fuck you up.
Yep. He's a monster. I wouldn't fuck with
him. Hell of a nice guy, though.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
he's so sweet.
Extremely nice. Yeah. He's where I get all my tattoos. He does extremely beautiful butterfly tattoos and flowers. And
just don't drink with him.
You're
just
don't fucking
drink
girl,
with him.
Ashley.
Don't drink with him.
That's the funny thing. Like, I'm not.
Like,
I'm really
I have tattoos
not.
Of flowers and butterflies. And
I know,
beautiful.
It's so funny, but
hey,
like, I'm not
what the
a
fuck
girly
is wrong
girl.
With flowers and butterflies, Aislinn? I got flowers and butterflies.
I will probably never get either, honestly, but I mean, it's.
Aislinn has
just
really
cool, you're
like,
cool and
transformers,
you have transformers and biomech.
I like fucking
are,
robots and sci fi shit.
I love your tattoos.
It's my jam.
So do I. I'm so jealous of that transformers arm.
I really
arm.
Love them.
It's only gonna get better.
I know.
I can't wait to see the rest of the fucking color in this shit.
I'm excited.
I think he's going to yell at me, though, because I think I've lost ink in a couple spots.
Yeah, he won't yell at you.
I'm waiting for Greg to yell at
He'll
my
He'll give
brother.
Me that, like, disapproving dad look, though. Like, what happened there? I don't know.
I was like, when I first went in with my tattoo, I'm
That's
like, I think I messed it up.
Like,
he's like, stop touching
to
it.
Off in a shower, right?
Just say that to him once. He'll lose his fucking
oh,
mind.
Oh, God.
What do you mean you're not supposed to use Jergens on it?
I said sports last time I was in there, and he did, like, the disapproving over the top of the glasses look at me. I was like, oh,
he's
shit.
Got this weird view on sports. Like, he says that sports aren't actually sport. It's like, it's more games, because you're like, play them. And like there's a score and somebody
he's
wins.
He's like hiking's a
fucking
like,
that's
sport,
not really
man.
A sport. He's like a sport is like bicycling. And I'm like, well, somebody wins when you're in a bicycle race, don't they?
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
Yeah, shut up.
I don't like watching him either. Like it's me watching sports on TV is like watching someone play a video game. Like
he's not like that though. He actually loves watching sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah.
He
See,
loves.
Me, like,
he watches baseball.
I'd rather
hockey,
play it than watch it. Like I just like if I'm going to be into it, I'm going to play it. Like I enjoy playing football and baseball and shit, but I couldn't give a fuck about watching it on TV.
Oh yeah. See, he likes watching it because he liked to play it when he was younger.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Not my thing.
I tried like every sport. I really did. I tried my hardest because I'm like,
me too.
I'll try softball. I'll try soccer. I'll try all that. And my parents were always like, you got to have one season and then you're allowed to quit. You're not allowed to quit unless you have something else lined up. That was their always rule or whatever.
My parents didn't.
And none of it stuck. And then I tried band and that.
Yeah, I was in band.
And then I was in band. And then I was in
I was
drama. And then
guard.
I was in choir.
You were in color guard.
I was.
You loser.
Only my first
one.
Dude, in color
that
guard.
That was awesome. You get
you were
a flag.
She was a
flag. Dude,
flag-it.
It was fucking fun. I was. I was a flag it. That's.
You didn't have the like the rifles,
yeah.
The rifler. Did you have that shit?
We didn't get into it too much.
So I thought that shit was cool as shit.
I probably can't do it now, but yeah, I did learn how to like spin a rifle and
yeah, see that shit's awesome.
That stuff was really cool. And the outfits were always so sparkly and they got stuff hanging on.
I still have some of my outfit. The stuff I didn't have to return. I have sequin sweatbands and headband.
Awesome.
Silver sequins.
They're so much fun.
Yay.
See, I think nobody when I went to Lewisburg and I think nobody really joined the color guard in Lewisburg.
Oh, our school either. We
because
had
there was the main girl
like
that did
people.
Color guard was like a larger girl, and she's
that's
like one of the girls that got picked
the way
on
it is.
A lot.
I was gonna say,
that's
kind of how it worked in my school.
I feed the fish.
They were the second string.
I thought you fed the fish.
I fed that fish.
Oh.
I
feed
the fish.
Yeah, I only did it 1 year, though, because we, the second, my sophomore year of high school, I signed up to do it again, but we got a new coach, and she was a fucking bitch, so I quit. And then there were only, like, 3 people on color guard. Me and my best friend quit.
How big was your band?
Decent size. I think we needed like 3 school buses to go to sporting events between the band and the color guard. Two or three.
We didn't even fit
in 2. I
can't
remember what school you went to.
You went to Line Mountain, though. You couldn't fit all your students into school buses.
Did you go to Salem's Grove?
I went to Milton.
That's what I was going to ask, but I didn't want to like say it. I don't know if you guys talked about
it. Oh, no, I don't give a shit. I went to Milton.
I was going to say, I went to Salem's Grove.
Milton was smaller.
No, my graduating class was like, it wasn't huge. It was like maybe 115-ish people.
Jesus, what were your
like
school colors?
Orange and black.
Yeah, you were the school that had like the Halloween colors. I was always jealous.
Black Panthers.
Panthers, yeah. We had the green dragon.
See, we had red and blue. We were the fucking seals.
We were eagles.
Yeah, or fucking stupid bullshit.
Seals? Oh, Sealands Grove. Yeah, but Sealands Grove had like the best fucking band.
They did. It was you guys
yeah, we were
fucking hard.
You guys
we were like
and
we were fucking huge.
Sunbury,
Shikalimi. Yeah, they were pretty good. The Braves.
Oh my god! Like we would stand on the sidelines before like they went on, and we were just like, oh my.
Yeah,
like,
yeah you guys were fucking kick ass for a non-competitive band.
Well, we were like when my freshman year, we were still a competitive band. We were a competition band. We went to like. We went all over the fucking place. I mean, we played for the whatever Canada Super Bowl is called. We played for that, the halftime show. We played during the Disney World's Parade of Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we played all over the fucking place. We were like,
I wanted to cry when we went through 4 or 5 different band directors in the 5 years that I was in band.
Oh, really?
Like, we had a new band director, and every now and then you'd have one band director that's like, well, we're not going to compete anymore. And I'm like, why? Even though we're like the bottom of the bottom, like who cares if we go and lose? At least we get to go get the experience of like going and seeing other people.
It was fun.
Like, why not go? And then we finally got like a really young band director. My senior year, he was fresh out of SU, and he just wanted to compete. He's like, we're going to make this band into something that it should be. You know, we're tiny, but let's have fun with it. And I'm like, where were you 4 years ago?
In high school still.
Yeah. I know Jeff talks a lot about being in band, and like one of his favorite experiences was
singing
in the Astrodome.
Yeah. I sang also. I sang for the Canada Super Bowl bullshit.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I did that. Like, in case you couldn't tell my beautiful voice.
You must have a lovely singing voice.
Oh god, it's low.
I'm sure this was before you smoked, though. Too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd been 18 at the time. It was my senior year. But
fun times. You and Ian on the same octave range.
I don't know. His voice gets like low.
Yeah.
Well, both Ian and Matt, like they both have like, I don't want to say his last name because we always call him by his last name. Can they cut this?
We can bleep it.
I've met him a couple times, and his girlfriend. He's really freaking cool.
Oh, wife. Yeah. That's he's the sweetest. And
oh, like, yeah.
They don't get sweeter than that. Like,
we used to hang out, like, every fucking day, and I missed the shit out of that kid.
Dude, he and I hung out every weekend from probably since we were about 14 up until we were about 25.
Really?
We hung out every week. Like, that was our thing. Every weekend, we'd go out, see a movie, maybe go to a strip club, maybe just fucking go play pool or fucking just hang out.
We need to do that.
Strip club again?
Yeah.
No shit.
I want
to
go.
I hate going to strip club with chicks, though, because all they fucking do is go up to me, take my dollar, put it
and
between your
the
tits,
chicks.
And then fucking give you a good
time. Oh my god, that one girl that fucking, like, took my dollar, she was totally naked, like, got it on her knees in front of me, put her hand, like, between her legs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she had put the dollar in my teeth and then put her hand between my legs and then, like, kept moving it back.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, what you doing?
Yeah, she was Trixie's.
I've had chicks that put it, like, in their boobs and then they'll, like, be like, yeah, take it.
She was Matt's favorite, though. I remember last time we went, though, I'm not even going to tell those fucking stories.
That night when he fell in love.
Oh, come on, I want to hear it.
But no, the one stripper that walked away with my fucking eye makeup on her tits.
You should have got a map of your face on her chest.
It was awesome. And we were at the first end of the bar where they start stripping, so she had to, like, finish her song.
Oh, yeah.
With my makeup on her tits.
I'm sure some other
where
man.
Where do you guys go?
Sally's. It's the classiest fucking place within, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's probably the classiest one within a couple hours that I'm in.
There's a really nice place out in State College.
Yeah, the End Zone.
End Zone, yeah.
I've heard good things about
that
the End
place
Zone.
That place is cool as shit.
The strip club where, up where I live is called Fred's Lobster Garden.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about that. Yeah. The restaurant that closed and they didn't change the name.
Yeah, it was a seafood restaurant. And, then
and they didn't change the name?
They didn't change the name. I think they might have now. I think it's funny now. I think it's Fred's Woodshed. Which just sounds which sounds awesome. A lot better than Fred's Lobster Garden.
Man. At least it wasn't like Fred's Clam Shack.
yeah, Fred's Crab Shack.
That's what they should have changed it to.
Oh, Lord.
Fred's Bearded Clam Shack.
Yeah. Oh, man. Has anybody seen Tucci's armpit lately?
No, I don't think. Why? I saw it. I know he got a bearded clam tattooed in it, but
did
I don't
really?
Think I've
very
seen it.
Very modern style, very colorful, beautiful clam with a pierced with muscle part, yeah. whatever the entire yeah. clam okay. is, and then a big fucking beard on it.
That's awesome.
I did see it. I did see it.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous.
I think it's
man.
Kind of.
It's like in his armpit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Do you have any anyone have their armpit tattooed?
No, my friend Jared.
See, I want like big fucking flowers, just big old pretty ass flowers in my pits. And I just can't. That would have to hurt like a son of a bitch to heal.
Have you ever tried Emla cream?
No, well, no, I don't mean to get it. I don't give a fuck about that. I just mean healing, like the healing process.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's got
because I mean, I move boxes all day for work, so like, I imagine that would just.
You gotta like
and
have
sweat.
A break.
And like deodorant thing. Like, I'm kind of half and half on deodorant anyway, because I gotta do the hippie thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you do also.
Yep.
Like, I'm washing my hair in so long right now, which kind of looks it, but it feels better.
I don't have the advantage of that. I'm a fucking oily person.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite. I'm my super hair. Captain Dry Face, so like. You know, I think I got my first pimple when I was like 22.
Son of a bitch.
I hate so lucky. You.
Yeah, I know. I have one right now. It's like my third one ever. I don't know what the fuck to do with it. I'm like,
let it go.
I'm like, what do I do?
Let it go. Put toothpaste on.
God.
Yeah. Is that a, oh, really?
Yeah, put toothpaste on before you go to bed. It'll dry it out.
Yep.
See, like the first time I ever dyed my hair, you know, you're supposed to put like the fucking Vaseline around your thing. I didn't have any, so I used toothpaste instead.
Oh.
And it burnt so fucking bad.
That is not a good combination.
No, it hurt really bad.
Lord.
Yeah, bad idea just for the record.
I miss your Zach Morris hair. That was fun times.
Dude, I rocked
Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I always had like the real short in the sides, short in the back, long on top, and it was always blonde, like bleach blonde.
Yeah.
And fucking like combed over like a fucking.
Oh, I saw
like,
pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that was
50s.
Adorable.
I rocked Zach
Morris.
It
was the shit, man.
That was a good haircut.
I hate long hair. I fucking despise it. I just. I'm
Why
too
do
late.
You have it?
I just. I don't know. It's
you
a weird.
You have longer hair than I do.
Yeah. It's like a weird nature thing. I don't know what it is. I'm just trying to it's weird. I don't even know how to explain it.
Because if you get it cut, then you have to keep up with the haircuts.
Yeah.
But this way you can just throw it back.
Yeah,
and
really
it
all you can do is let it grow long or shave it.
Yeah, really, yeah, that's it. And that's
unless
why,
you want.
Well, no, and I was shaving it for like the last couple of years before I stopped cutting.
Yeah.
I just shaved it all the time because it was just easy.
Just shave all, leave it long on the top and shave all around the back and underneath.
I'll give you some sweet lightning.
Yeah, like the freaking 90s rocker hair.
Bill,
if I ever do cut it again, I want the Billy Ray Cyrus so
no,
bad.
No, whatever you're like, thinking, no.
Bill, whatever you're thinking,
you
yes.
do that. Your hair is not straight.
Stop.
For the
I so want sweet lightning bolts.
I can give you like
you're cutting
the
hair.
Steps.
Yo, God, I love that.
Yeah. See,
I went, Bill, I want you to do the lion mane where you just like, you shave kind of the top of your, like right in the beginning of your forehead, all the back, but just leave the big strip all around and grow it out real long.
Have you ever seen the lady that works at the Lewisburg Walmart that does that?
She has one of those?
She doesn't have the beer cart. She has like super long hair, but like through here, like the top of her head, like all the way down the side, she keeps it short and she gets it permed.
Huh. What?
Oh, yeah.
Like, not sure what.
And then she has like big 80s like shell bangs.
Like that?
You look like a fucking serial killer.
I don't know if she still works there because it's been like, it's been years
on.
Since I've been to that Walmart.
That picture is the picture of someone who just sent Bjork a letter bomb.
That is a picture of somebody on a lot of acid is what that picture is.
No, it's not.
Bill didn't have a good girlfriend at that moment of his life. He didn't have a woman.
I honestly don't think it looks that bad.
Shut up. You're
like,
not allowed
you
to
look
talk.
Like Hare Krishnas, I know.
I am a hairdresser. I know these things.
I have a friend. I
bald.
Dated a guy that had his hair like that,
did
but
you
it
do
was
that?
Real long.
Like, for, like, why? What is that?
Oh, the fucking
I thought maybe that was
samurai.
Like a,
thing,
I literally thought that maybe that was like a Watchmen reference. Like, you were like in
that.
Oh, God.
The Knotheads. I remember. I love that picture. I love him.
But.
Fucking Brady.
Bill is showing us pictures of him
the hilarious haircuts he's had.
Shaving his head, you know.
Shout out to the knot top thing was like
my favorite
Watchmen,
thing was still
Watchmen
the time
reference.
I went
the gang.
The time you let me straighten your hair.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then you, when you were still vlogging, so there's like video evidence of you with like this like fucking Styles. Metal hair.
Yes.
I miss you shaving my head. Didn't you used to, you bicked it once because I think you bicked it a couple times.
Oh, I don't think I did. I don't think back at straight razor.
No,
but
it wasn't
like
a straight razor.
Shaving,
it was a Bic razor. No, because like I had like, I pretty much just had all the sides shaved. The sides were shaved all the way down.
You sure that wasn't like Liz?
I thought it was you. Maybe it wasn't.
I don't know.
I just remember sitting on the shitter upstairs in your house, like your current whatever, yeah. And then
you slow there too.
Yeah. I thought just pulled. I thought you were one that Bic raised or
maybe
it wasn't.
Then again, maybe I've been living with Jeff for so long that my memory's starting to shit.
Yeah,
too.
Dude. Oh my god, what are you, Kurt Cobain?
Oh my god.
I actually got to straighten
Bill. Oh, yeah. That's in my house.
Kurt Cobain with the Freddy Krueger.
I actually straightened Bill's hair once,
too.
Oh,
my god. We got to put that picture on.
It's fun. He's like a doll to like play with. He let me straighten it.
Your pictures are great.
It was a fun time.
I love your hair. I fucking love your hair. When I first met you, you guys had like the super long hair. It was all poofy and sweet. No, his is nicer.
Huh?
Bill's has a stronger
curl. It's shorter.
Curl
Bill has a strong. Yeah, no, but Bill has
all
like a strong curl
about his hair.
That doesn't.
Yeah, see,
that.
When mine's short though, mine it really it isn't that, that curly. No, like Ason, you've seen my hair for pretty much a lot.
You
it's
have
not
a wave
curly.
At best.
It's just wave. Yeah, it's just wavy.
Bill's hair like doesn't frizz unless he messes with it.
Yeah,
like unless he runs his hair like his hands through it. You know when he had a stressful day because it's like.
Yeah,
like,
and I mean that's all it is pulling the curl.
Looks like
out.
That. Yeah.
I love it. I love your hair so much.
That's.
I think the eraser head thing is just like my favorite.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's what I want.
Oh, that's what I want for you.
To get like the sides and the back.
You want like a kid and play cut?
Kid and play. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh my god. I think you'd look good. I think that'd be a good look. Just saying. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, people.
More
that'd
like
be great.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah. His hair was kind of. I thought it was longer.
See, I like the David Lynch hair thing.
Right.
Where just all shaved, but it's kind of like just fucking crazy. I love that shit.
See, that's not so bad.
How much did you love his role in Twin Peaks, by the way?
Oh my god. See, I've been watching Twin Peaks steadily now for like 3 years. It just took me forever to finally.
Yeah.
Like I would go in bursts of like I'd watch like 4 episodes a night for like. I don't know, maybe a week, and then I would just not watch it again for a couple months.
I Netflixed the entire series in like 3 days, but like they took the movie down by the time I started.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, interested in watching.
You haven't
the movie.
Seen it? Mm-mm. I can give it to you if you want it.
I don't know. It's like the prequel to the
copies.
Show, so I'm just kind of like,
you don't need it.
Yeah, no, but it is, but there it.
It oh, I read it, the Wikipedia
I was gonna say, it
plot
does
summary,
tie up story
and I'm like,
shit.
Shit's crazy.
Yeah, and it's not just like purely a prequel. Like there is some sequel elements,
mm-hmm.
and, like you know, following closing up shit. But God, I love Twin Peaks.
God, I was watching that, and I'm like, where do I know the agent from? Where do I know him? It's the fucking dude
Kyle
from
McLaughlin.
Showgirls. That's where
yeah.
I know him from.
I know him from. I don't know what it was. It wasn't a Kevin Smith movie. It was some old comedy.
Like, I don't remember what it was.
I don't either. But yeah, I know
fucking
from
David Duchovny. Oh my god, his first like real role
in drag. Yeah,
yeah, as Denise/Dennis.
He made like a good looking woman too.
He did.
He was,
like, I was pretty.
Like,
god damn.
You do the Twin Peaks? You don't do the Twin Peaks?
I never watched it,
dude.
It's only like
I mean, I was
episodes.
I remember when it was airing on
do
TV.
Do yourself
and shit.
A favor.
I know. I do want to watch episodes. It. I should watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but I gotta start watching Doctor Who too because I've never even watched that.
2 hours long.
Yeah, I won't do Doctor Who.
So it's
I
32 hours total to get into it.
Same with Game of Thrones, won't do it. Fuck it.
What? Why?
Because I'm a man.
No, I think you would like Game of Thrones. You would like Game of Thrones.
No,
what?
I wouldn't.
You don't like fantasy stuff?
I hate fantasy stuff.
Oh.
Like Lord of the Rings, I hated it until I watched The Hobbit, and then I liked The Hobbit for some reason, and then I went back and watched Lord of the Rings again, and now I like them. But I hated them for a long time.
Yeah.
You never were into fantasy shit when you were a kid?
Nope. Dragons and knights and fucking wizards and bullshit.
That's all,
hated
that's
it.
All good stuff.
I like horror movies. I like fucking people cutting other people up. I love that shit. Mm-hmm. And that's fantasy, I guess, in a weird way. But
yeah.
Like,
sadistic fantasy.
Yeah, like Jason Voorhees is a fantasy character.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But
yeah.
Like, no, like wizards and dragons and all that
bullshit. Oh, that's
bullshit.
My favorite.
Oh, that's mine too.
I mean, not taking it to the extent of some people we know that are like in love with fictional horror characters.
Man.
I'm like,
Oh, yeah. Mark, there was another name you were supposed to cut earlier. There's a couple names you need to just
you'll
say.
Know.
Some,
you'll know.
Yeah.
He's
sorry.
Got time.
We should cut
sorry,
out that.
Bill.
Bill's got time to listen to this.
By the way, your husband, Aislinn, on our episode, that he is incapable of not name dropping. I'm like, dude, like, don't say names because I don't feel like fucking editing this episode. He cannot not say names.
I know.
Jesus. It's...
Dude, you should have heard us episode zero.
Oh my god.
Our episode zero.
Listen to episode
I do. I was going to say, because I was going to tell
just
you guys.
Just ask Bill. I'm sure he still has the audio.
Yeah, hook me up with that. Send me, is it on like
it's...
a.
We would have had to cut half.
Oh my.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's funny. I literally, that's not what that looks like, but that says. Your handwriting is awful.
I know.
Like, I thought mine was bad.
Stop touching that, Bill. What are you doing?
But, the audio is shit because we're not holding mics. They were just on the table while we were talking.
Yeah.
So the audio is kind of shit, but yeah, if you want to listen to it.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'll ever post it.
I don't know if we... I never went up
for public listening.
Yeah. All I know is...
Your show. Your show is great. It's fun.
You're on it.
Yeah.
It was us sitting and gossiping.
My dream has come true.
We were definitely gossiping the whole episode.
Oh, yeah. There's like a good 30-40 minute chunk that would need to be taken out of the middle before we would...
Yeah. It would end up being like 10 minutes long.
It was bad. We drank a lot too.
Making your job easy, Bill.
Yeah. I think there was something on the last episode that probably could have been cut out that wasn't.
No, I don't remember what it was though. I did cut what I was. What was?
Yeah.
On the...
I thought I remembered hearing something that was.
But the one that just aired, we had talked about cutting something out that you didn't. I think it was a name.
Oh, I know what it was. It was his ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to bleep that out, but you left it in. And, I mean, that's totally up to you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not on the list.
Yeah, we didn't put it on the list. I forgot to tell you about it.
I was wondering that also.
Ah, thank you.
I don't think it was bad, though.
It was your ex-girlfriend's first name.
Yeah,
so.
It was just a first name. And it wasn't anything derogatory.
I figured you would have, listened to the whole thing and been like, oh, shit, I need to...
No, because I was rushed. I just went through.
Whoops.
We're really crappy podcasters.
This has gone way off the rails, too. This is how it goes.
This is per normal for...
We normally don't stay
the Girls
on topic.
Girls podcast.
For the second episode that they record, definitely.
Yeah, we usually do spurts of recording in two, so odd episode and then even episode are all in one day.
Oh, okay.
So,
and the odd episode's always, we don't have any plan for what we're going to...
And then the even episode, we're just...
How many do you record at a time?
Just two at a time?
Okay.
So, we did one and two together, three and four, five and six.
How many ahead are you? Or are you not really?
This is the first time we'll be ahead.
This is going to be episode... What is this? This is 11?
I try
this
to stay 12. A month ahead.
Yeah. Okay, no. This is episode 12. Episode 10 releases Tuesday.
Okay, so I record five episodes the last 3 days. I want to stay a good month ahead.
Well, we have to coordinate our schedules where all three of us can get together.
Well, my thing is, I live 2 hours away, so and everyone I would ever interview is usually down around here, so I don't come down all that often, really.
I'm pretty excited for the guests you talked about. I mean, I'm not going to listen to my episode because...
Oh, no, I enjoyed your episode. It was fun. I like movie talk, man.
Yeah.
I like yapping about movies.
I'm a little embarrassed about, whatever.
Oh, God. Good times.
I'm not good when I'm put on the spot.
See, I am. I love that shit, man. I'm all about, firing off questions.
I fucking
making
panic,
top
man.
10 lists. Love it.
My fight or flight kicks in. I'm
just like,
I gotta go to the bathroom.
It was such an easy question. The first question, what's your favorite movie soundtrack?
Yeah. But who really thinks about that unless you're a huge movie buff?
Exactly. Thank you.
You're telling me you don't have a favorite movie soundtrack?
I don't. When she said that, I'm like, I can't fucking think of any movie. But then I thought about movie soundtracks that I've purchased, and I said I have the Spawn soundtrack because I was really into techno for a while.
Dude, I had the Faculty soundtrack.
Silverchair and I can't remember who it was.
I don't know. There's some freaking really cool songs on there, the Kids soundtrack. I really liked that. But
I was gonna say I owned both of those, by the way, Spawn and Kids. I had both of those. Huh. I was a big soundtrack kid.
I think I was able to settle on that.
I never had The Crow.
The fucking Crow.
Fuck yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but I deeply appreciate the work with Requiem for a Dream soundtrack.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I said. Also, that's scores. I film scores. I'm fine with it. You can say film score, sound. Yeah. I don't care what.
I don't really pay attention to it.
I do, man.
Stuff,
I love that shit. We're talking about Clint Mansell.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I even know.
Harry Potter.
Who did Lord of the Rings? Was that John Williams?
John Williams.
I assumed, but.
Is that the
Harry
same
Potter.
Guy
Harry Potter was also John Williams. Okay.
John really? Williams yeah. did a lot.
Dude.
Jurassic I can't Park. Say anything.
Yeah, yeah. Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Yeah, not dumb. Oh, I just dumbed it out.
One of those star movies.
Yep. Not the same thing.
They're the same thing, right?
They're the same thing now because J.J. Abrams is uniting all the nerds.
Yeah, and R2-D2 was in the first
Abrams
Star Trek movie.
J.J. Abrams is bringing us all together.
There's a hidden R2-D2 in the first Star Trek movie. Right. I got so fucking pissed about that. I saw it. I didn't believe it when someone first told me, and I had to go frame by frame through the fucking movie to find it. And I fucking found it.
That is ballsy.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the midget hanging himself on
and Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz. Yes.
Is that true?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that true? Okay. See, I never saw
it. If you pause it and, like, you can see, like, something in the back.
Yeah,
like,
see, I've seen online, but again, it's the internet.
Yeah. Well, and all the stuff
did
that they put in
Disney.
Did you ever
put Pink Floyd the Wall?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It
I also
does
did,
sync up pretty good.
Another one
for
is
the,
Marilyn
for
Manson's
a little
Antichrist
while,
Superstar.
And then it loses it.
Antichrist Superstar matches up with Begotten. ELS Mirage is he's the director of a bunch of Manson music videos.
So like, Manson did that on purpose.
On purpose,
of course
yeah. And that was a big thing. Like, he said on purpose, like it that album, and they're the same length. Like the movie and the album are the same length. Yeah, they match up like perfectly. But, and the film is a silent film, so there's no audio track to it. So like he pretty much made a soundtrack to the movie with Antichrist Superstar.
Awesome.
Yeah, it matches up really well. It's pretty.
There are a lot of places that will show what they call Dark Side of the Rainbow, where they cut the audio for Wizard of Oz and just replace it with the Pink Floyd. Dark
My old
Side
boss,
of the
well Ryan, you know Ryan. He made his own. He has a VHS copy that he made himself back in the day.
Awesome.
Yeah, like two VCRs. Fucking
nice.
Yeah, old classy way.
That's awesome.
I remember those days, kids.
Oh my god, me too. Mixtapes.
VHS.
Oh my god.
Cassette tapes.
Yep, I miss mixtapes.
I remember the first time we put in
mix
like
CDs.
DVD.
Just don't have the same feel,
and they're easy.
Yeah,
you just push a button, you make a list, and press record. Like mixtapes,
well, exactly.
You have like the two sided fucking thing, like zzz, back and forth, and use a pencil to get the perfect
and
fucking
hope that
in.
Like your tapes are actually like the same fucking length, like you time it right. God.
Dude,
when I was a kid, my brother told me that VHS tapes were like cassette tapes, where if you take it out and put it back in, it records on the other side. And I remember I had the NeverEnding Story recorded on a VHS tape, and we were recording something else after it, and he rewound it and recorded like the second half of the movie that was at the end of the tape at the beginning of the tape. And it was just fucking retarded. We were like 9 or 8 or I don't even fucking know how old we were. We were
brother's
young.
Liar.
My brother was.
Did you guys record like your own voice in between tracks for your mixtapes? Like do like the radio intros and shit?
But when I was a kid, my cousins, my brother, we always used to just sit with a tape recorder and record ourselves talking and shit.
Oh, do your own radio show?
Like, not really radio shows,
well, no,
just like ridiculous
know.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like I would love to get my hands on some of that fucking shit.
One of my cousins still has some of that shit in her possession. Because my brother and I, the closest cousins to our age, lived like 5 hours away. They live in like Erie. So like they would only come a couple times a year, and they would stay at my grandparents' house. We'd all fucking get together, and we used to do this thing that they titled Newsweek.
Nice.
So it was just a bunch of like fake news and shit. It was a good time.
That's awesome.
I think I was 4 or 5, and I was telling like stupid like knock knock jokes and shit.
I don't know if there's anything in there.
Is there anything in the drink in the fridge?
Yeah. There's beer.
There's wine. There's limes.
Yeah, there's really not any like soda.
There's some beverage.
Miller Chill.
Well, there's some IPAs and stuff in there too.
Whatever's cheap.
Okay.
Easy.
There you go.
This Shock Top.
Like you.
Is this my Shock Top?
There's no Shock Top still in there.
Oh. It's just the case.
Oh. Just the box.
Like my beer, like I like my women. Cheap and easy.
Sorry,
buddy. This is good, man.
I like my women like I like my coffee.
Dylan. They're so gross.
Hot and with a spoon in them. Eddie Izzard. No?
No.
Oh, that's funny.
Am
I
the only one?
I hate him at the same time.
Dylan?
No, Eddie Izzard.
Huh?
Eddie Izzard.
Oh, no, like British Dylan? Comedian.
I do like him and hate him at the same time, though, also.
Dylan
There's
Summers.
More love there.
AJ and I always said he has the name that he should be on, like, the OC.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Dylan Summers. That is, like, a heartthrob name.
Every time we would see him, AJ would go,
and he's
Dylan
a pretty man.
Summers.
Oh, yeah. But, like, that is the kind of name you read on a Tiger Beat cover. Like,
oh, seriously.
He is absolutely adorable.
God. Right up there with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Ryder Strong.
Yep.
Best name ever, Ryder, by the way.
Yeah, Ryder Strong. Yep.
Sean Hunter.
Yeah, but... So that is what you told me yesterday about the fucking Boy Meets World shit. That's legit.
Yeah.
That's legitsies.
Did you have a crush on him?
I'm pretty sure. Yes and no. Last I read, it was like a couple months ago when I heard about that. Anybody else hear about how they're doing they're going to be doing the Girl Meets World show?
What?
No. Right.
It's right. supposed to, it's taking place like modern times, like exactly as far away from the old show as it is now, and it's going to be about Cory and Topanga's daughter, like starting at the age that they started. Boy,
yeah, I did hear about that.
Are Cory and Topanga going to be on the show?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is a legit thing. There's a Wikipedia about it. It's to debut sometime in 2014.
Nice. Oh, so neat. Fucking awesome.
That will be very cool.
I still watch that show.
Starring Ben Savage, Danielle Fischel, yeah, Rowan Blanchard.
Oh, it's a great show.
It's on like MTV2 all the time. It's on like early mornings. Like.
I used to have a crush on the older brother. Corey's
Eric.
Older brother.
Oh, Eric? Yeah. Really? I was
the dumb guy.
I had a crush on Sean.
The dumb guy.
Definitely Sean.
That wasn't in the mic, by the way.
That was I tried to keep Ryder that away. Strong. Not.
Sean, I don't know. Sean was Ryder Strong.
Okay.
Topanga, yeah, I had a big crush on Topanga.
Most guys did.
What are you going to do?
Boobs. Topanga was adorable.
Fucking
yeah, but
right.
I thought Topanga was more cute when she was younger.
Nope.
With the fucking curly
with
hair.
With the giant was, hair. I yeah, wanted but, her dude, hair.
She was adorable, yep. And then she got fucking hot.
She yeah. really did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Them, that is true.
Them
titties.
I know, I didn't want to say titties on your show for some reason.
Whatever.
You can say it.
Whatever.
This is a female podcast.
And your point?
Mustang Sally's.
Them titties.
Dude, if you guys go to Mustang Sally's, seriously, I want to come with you.
Yeah, please.
When we set a date, we will
invite
you. I'm in.
But I love Mustang Sally's.
Fucking God.
I've only been there once.
If I end up spending like every like $2 on all you fucking bitches every time some girl comes around doesn't give me titties in my face, I'm gonna be pissed off. Just
we'll
so
make sure
know.
We let them know.
If you don't get enough wrong. Titties in your face,
we'll get you a lap
for your money. We'll I will pay for a private dance.
Yeah.
See,
no, we gotta get him up on the stage when the you know get up on stage and the dancers come out.
Yeah, fuck that shit. No,
you have to like pay
no
for that though.
On stage.
Fun.
Like, to get up on stage to be humiliated by the dancers, that's, like, something you have to pay for.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
No, like, ahead of time. It's usually for, like, bachelor parties.
If I'm going to pay to be humiliated by a female, it's going to be off
and it was a chick. My friend actually scheduled her own 30th birthday party at the strip club.
That's amazing.
That's yeah. one way to make sure you're getting the party you want.
Yeah. So we had to get her a dance, and she
did you
got up on
did you get to have
shit.
Like the party in the private room, and you get to pick like two dancers on the fucking thing? No,
We picked three dancers, the three that we wanted to come out on the stage with her. And
have
shit.
You ever been there for the shower show?
No,
that's a good time.
Okay. That is a good time. Does your dude go? Does AJ go?
What is a shower what? Show?
They have
Does
a
AJ go to the strip
they
club?
Have a shower
he
stage.
Didn't go when I went. He's been there before. He ended up yelling at one of the strippers when he was there because she took his
oh yeah, he just had
$400
like,
Versace glasses off of his face and like put them in her tits and shit. And he was like, God damn it, be careful of my fucking glasses.
Yeah,
funny.
He told me about that.
I remember I was in state college when he went. He, like a couple of his buddies took him. Like he doesn't really care about that kind of shit. Yeah. Like he's okay with it, but he's not like
I can't really see him at a strip club. Really, it just seems like a loud thing that he would
no,
be into.
He was. I mean, he liked it, but then like our buddy Shane, the one that was all adamant about like we're going to the fucking strip club, he made sure that there was a photo on my refrigerator when I came home of AJ sitting there with a fucking stripper like doing a split naked on his lap, and I like walk in, I'm like, really. And he's like, dude, it was fucking Shane. And AJ's like this. And then, like, stripper on his lap, you know, like, like, all smiling and shit. And he's just like, looks fucking miserable.
As the Gregory Peck scowl.
What? Oh, there's a special guest again.
Special guest.
God damn it, Sam.
Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam opened the door.
Sam, you are not going to put out. There's food.
There's a side stage with a couple shower heads.
Yeah,
it's such a large dog in such a small room.
They only do it
you gotta go.
If they have like a lot of people there. And the girl, there will be like a couple girls, and they'll go under the water. Like they start out completely naked, and they'll like run out to the crowd, and you can like stick dollars to them.
Oh my gosh!
And then It progresses into some things later. There will be two girls, and you basically get to pick who eats out who.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
And they will keep doing it as long as you keep throwing dollars on the stage. Oh. And you can bid and actually buy the towel that the girl who's getting eaten out sits on.
Oh,
why would you...
Why would they do that?
Wow.
Well, the girls don't keep the money. All that money goes to the business. They pretty much just volunteer. Usually the girls are kind of into it, I guess, yeah. I've heard. Because I knew one of the girls...
I didn't know that was, like, legal to do that.
Yeah, I know one of the girls that worked there.
There's no penetration, so...
No. Yeah, well, like, one of the girls that worked there I went to school with, and we were friends with, mm-hmm. and she's like, yeah...
She's very nice.
Yeah, she's like, usually the girls that do that are just kind of into it. That's their thing. They
and
volunteer
she's
for
you,
it.
She was, like, 9 times out of 10 one of the shower girls, wasn't
yeah.
she?
That's
yeah.
funny. I just remember whenever we would drive up the highway, like coming back from Harrisburg, there's a big billboard for Mustang Sally's, mm-hmm. and every time we drive by, AJ's like, I tattooed that girl.
Yeah.
Like the girl on the billboard.
They have finally fucking replaced that billboard like really? A year or two ago. It's, not,
it's the, not the redhead girl?
Nope.
It was a blonde chick.
Okay.
No, it's two blonde girls.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that one, yeah.
Finally fucking replaced
I'm gonna
it.
Say the old billboard, the one that used to be there. It was like, either like
oh,
strawberry
I thought
that
was blonde. A blonde chick. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. She, whoever that was, because that was the one she worked there ages ago.
Yeah, I think the one night we were there, the redhead like came in like as a special thing. Like,
okay.
Oh, let's welcome back.
Say, that's
what's
where
her
I got
nuts?
My I got my first lap dance from her when I turned 18.
Oh.
Yeah,
I had a
memories.
Favorite stripper when I was
memory
young.
Lane.
Hmm. When I was 21 and first started going to the bars, there was a strip club in Lewisburg called Skips.
Yeah, in Lewisburg. It was
out on 45, like right by
you know where like
the
Domino's
store.
Is outside
yeah.
of town.
Yeah. It's on 45, heading out towards Mifflinburg, but right, like right, still in Lewisburg.
Oh, okay.
Right by like the elementary school.
Yeah, it's like a fucking garage now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was the video store for the longest time, and then there was the strip club attached to the video store.
Yeah.
I saw my first male strip show there.
I've seen my first and only
I wanna do that so
male
bad.
Amateur show at Wild Jades.
Oh yeah.
I thought the last male strip show I went to was at Big Andy's in Milton when Big Andy's
what?
Was still there. Yeah, he would every now and then get a male review. Like
I never heard about
there.
That.
Dude,
I
the
think
fucking
I heard of that.
Strippers. There was a guy in there, a stripper, and he, like, all these women, he was the hottest one there. It was, like, maybe five guys. And they would do this $5 dance where, like, if you had $5, you would go up on stage, you'd sit in a chair, and then you would get, like, a dance on the stage
crazy.
From these guys. So, like, me and my two best friends from high school were there because they were home visiting, and we went there. And I'm like, dude, we gotta go to this fucking male strip show. Ah! You know? And Big Andy, we graduated with him. So he was there, and he was, like, talking, you know, over the loudspeaker. He's like, Lauren, Dory, Brenda, you have to go up on stage. So, and we were like, no, you know, no. So he actually came over and gave us $15 and was like, you're fucking going up on stage. Well, Dory and Brenda were both at this point, like, married with kids and shit, and they're like, we're not fucking going. I'm like, fuck it, I will go. So I go up on stage and I'm sitting there with my legs closed and there's like four other chicks up there and the stripper's doing whatever. And I'm sitting there and he would like go from girl to girl and like he kept coming over to me and like pulling my legs open. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. So I kept like closing them again. And then finally like he does all the other girls, like they're down off stage and then he comes over to me and like he literally took my hand and put it in his fucking pants and like made me grab his dick. Like, ooh. I literally had my hand around his dick, and he was, like, facing me, and he's, like, whispering to me, and he's like, you're the fucking sexiest bitch here, and, like, saying all this shit, and, like, whenever I went off stage, like, women were coming up to me, and they're like, oh, my God, did you touch it? Did you touch it? Oh, my God, I want to touch it. I'm like, you're fucking creepy. Like, that was, like, the most disgusting thing that's ever fucking
yeah,
happened
like,
to me.
Yeah, that's, like nuts.
Yeah, like, I'm
that
like,
not okay.
What the fuck? Like, that is
no.
not fucking cool.
No,
and, like, I would
no.
try to pull my hand out, and he's, like, shoving my hand in there, and I'm like, I literally had my hand filled with fucking cock and balls. And, like, I was the only fucking girl there the whole goddamn night that he fucking did that to. And I was, like, kind of offended. But then I was like, oh my God, I'm like blushing thinking about it. I'm like, I can't even fucking
believe
that
happened. That's not even nuts. Cool.
I know. Yeah. And I went to AJ, I like went home and told AJ immediately, I just want to tell you right now, like, I touched another guy's dick
That is something, though, that a female stripper would probably never do to a male patron.
And I couldn't fucking believe that it happened. Like I was just like, thinking, like,
also, because it's kind of, like, not allowed to touch the dancers. Like, you're not allowed, other than your face, you are not allowed to touch their tits.
I didn't think that, but with guys, like, with male strippers, like, I don't think that they fucking
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
that
I was going to say, like, when you get, like, a lap dance at, like, at any, like, normal strip club, and your hands are, like, you look like you're fucking in prison. You make sure your hands are somewhere.
I know.
Or, like, that's no bouncer will like, ever confuse you for trying to touch someone.
It was fucking weird. I was like, that's just, that can't be fucking right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Not right. That's not right. Yeah. So, yeah. That was my last experience with going to a male strip show.
Well.
What if he still works?
That is, that's a hell of a thing.
That was a couple years ago. It was probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, so we'll end on that note.
Sure.
Mostly because I have to pee so fucking hard right now.
Well, we want to thank our special guest tonight. He didn't really want to be a guest tonight.
Bill, I'm not going to pee in a solo cup in front of everyone. Maybe if I was wearing a skirt, but I'm wearing fucking jeans.
That'd be awkward.
Yeah. I mean, you guys don't need to see the goods. One of you already has, but the rest of you don't need to.
We'll look away.
And I'm not going to tell who is the one.
Well, I know it's not me.
I know it's not me.
Stop it, you guys.
Positive it's not Bill.
Oh, it's down to Bill and me, I guess.
God damn it. Before we go, I just want to ask our special guest something. Do you ever shop online?
Oh. You know, I've been known to use a website or two in my day.
Let me ask you, you ever shop on Amazon?
Ever?
Once or twice.
Really?
I might have browsed through.
Yeah. How do you do that? Like,
do you go straight to the Amazon website?
Well, you see, the thing is, I'm not an asshole, so of course not. Because anyone with half a fucking brain knows. If you're going to shop on Amazon.com, you get your fucking dicks over to fucking PopularOutcast.com, and you click that goddamn banner, and it says...
That fucking purple banner
the
there.
The purple banner.
That says the Amazon banner.
And you click that
huge.
Shit. You click it good.
You clear those goddamn cookies first.
You clear them. Ain't no one wanting to see them cookies.
Nobody wants
all over the fucking internet like some kind of trollop. You fucking clear those goddamn cookies. And then, and only then, do you proceed to shop on Amazon.com. You know what happens? Aislinn, do you know what happens at that point?
I know what happens.
What Ashley happens? Knows what happens.
I know what happens.
What?
The Popularicus gets a little taste.
That's right. They do.
I fucking hate that. I fucking hate when you guys say they get a little taste. I don't know why.
I like the little taste.
Little taste.
You know what? With that taste, as I just said on an ad earlier today, we can buy new microphones and cars and cruise ships.
We're getting cruise ships?
For the Popularicast cruise.
Dude, the kind of cruise ships we can afford with the money we get from Amazon, I don't want to be on that cruise ship.
We can afford a
They're probably Tinker Toys.
Seriously.
Like, we're all sitting in a bathtub just playing with the Tinker Toys. That's what's going on. Oh,
but for cereals. For cereals.
Hit that Amazon banner after you clear them cookies.
Yep.
Yep.
Through your shop as you will, doesn't charge you anything. It just gives us just a tiny bit of money.
Just shaves a little off the top.
Yeah.
For daddy. Just, you know, a little fucking.
And we're not going to go spend it on, like, you know, drugs and hookers or anything. It's going to go to, like, legit fucking costs.
We spend our own money on drugs and
hookers. That's right.
We earn that money.
That's what we have jobs for,
goddammit. We work for that shit.
I work for my drugs.
I get money for being a hooker.
Oh, God.
No, so. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this has been episode 12. I don't know what the fuck we even talked about.
I don't think we really had a topic.
No, other than strippers, and that was fun.
Our topic is Mike Carpenter is awesome.
Yeah.
And anybody out there who, you know, wants to get on that, let us know. Yeah. We'll hook you up.
Yeah. For realsies.
He needs ladies.
He's a big sexy man for all you ladies out there.
you know,
do
hook
you
it up.
Your podcast?
Oh yeah, can I
yeah.
Plug that?
You plug, sure. Plug
so,
away.
So fun story. I have my own podcast. Yay!
It's a very, it is a very good podcast. It's more structured than ours.
Kind of.
So if you're complaining about the eating,
it's about
stuff
as structured
ours.
As ours.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't eat on his.
But yeah, but yeah. You guys have better recording technology.
Yeah, but you don't have people telling you on iTunes that you're boring.
No, I have people who tell me that I mumble and they can't understand what I say.
Or you talk too fast.
Well, and I mumble,
which I don't understand
because
I talk as fast as you. So I mean, I can understand every fucking word you
but
say.
But we know each other, and we like we can interpret one another.
I know.
But anyway, so if you go to poppodcast.com, there's a little show on there called Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Guess what? I'm Mike Carpenter. I am the one who mixes
it
up.
Yeah.
That's him. So yeah, check out Mix Up with Mike Carpenter. I'm on Facebook, I'm on the Googles, I have a phone number, I have a Snapchat. Fucking look me up, send me some nudes on Snapchat.
Nudes are fun.
Dude, Snapchat's the best. I love
that
shit.
Oh my god, seriously.
I've got a lot of people.
I put my name out there, but I don't want fucking random dick pics.
I do.
Mm. Well, all right, then I will send all my dick pics to you.
You're gonna say thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of
dick pics.
What?
I got one while we were recording.
Oh. A dick pic?
Yeah.
From Jeff?
Was it Jeff? Was it
your husband sending
aww,
you dick pics?
That's adorable.
That's so
weird.
Sweet. Yeah, he sent me a text message that said, there's a Snapchat for your eyes only. I open up, I'm like, yep.
You guys are
we
so
should
weird.
Put that on. We should put that
what
on.
What husband sends his wife naked pictures?
Oh, he
Bill,
does.
What the hell?
A very nice one.
Is that like a thing? Is that like a
he
thing?
Finally,
I don't know,
he finally
doesn't have a cell phone.
I don't know. With like the
and there's
iPad,
no
with like
know.
A grainy.
There's
picture.
No way he's gonna learn to work the camera on the iPad to do that.
Oh no! Oh no! He knows how to use the camera.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Taking pictures at work.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows how to use it.
Oh God!
Oh, that's funny.
No, but no,
he
knows.
He finally got a new. He's finally taken new dick pics because for a while it was just the same one over and over again.
He sent me a picture of his pubes, like
I heard
like
about
his
that.
Pubic region. When yeah. I first got Snapchat, I'm like, "Hey, what's the point oh. of this?" And he's like, "This."
This.
And it's like, I just get a picture that says, "This is the point of Snapchat," and it's just like a picture of him like pulling his fucking goods down and just fucking showing me a little.
I really not that you've never seen it. His dick because
well,
you guys have played show and tell before.
Well, yeah, that's what we do. We're men.
So it's guys cool.
Whatever.
Do that. All right.
You were, yeah, well.
We were showing each other our fun stuff.
Yeah.
Piercings and stuff.
Yes.
All right.
Okay,
oh,
I didn't know if you wanted that out there.
Different.
Yeah, you guys had both gotten.
We were like playing swords upstairs, but yeah, we were fucking.
Sword fight.
Yeah, we were.
I think it was when you guys had both gotten PAs that you.
Probably. Well, yeah, we
did a contrast and compare.
Yeah.
What, reverse and a regular?
No, just showing each other what, hey, what does yours look like?
Yeah. Dude, you like go into mine. Totem and look through Tucci's piercing book.
Did you see pictures of mine?
He mine.
Dude, I don't you know. Know. All right, so anyway, let's.
Where are we going?
We're just gonna fucking.
Do you this, have to pee?
I'm done. I'm fucking
talk.
Out. Good night. All right. Goodbye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.